Coming. Ah, Rawlins.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, I did indeed, Rawlins. Rawlins, I had a rather disappointing piece of news this morning.
Sir?
As you know, three generations of Rawlings have brought distinction and credit to this school. Your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather have all in their time been head boy of the school.
Sir.
You yourself are in line for this privilege when Whitwell leaves the school next year and goes up to Oxford to study forestry. However, Rawlings, I was very disappointed to hear from Mr. Esprey, the physical training master, that a pair of very valuable gymnasium slippers disappeared from the stockrooms Tuesday last and reappeared in your desk next door to a spick and span summer extra annual for 1958.
Yes, sir, and a copy of Razzle, sir.
And a copy of Razzle, Rawlins?
Sir.
Well, thank goodness you're man enough and honest enough to admit that. Some consolation in this sordid little affair, Rawlins. Rawlins, do you have any explanation for the appearance of these slippers in your desk other than the one that immediately springs to mind?
No, sir. I wanted the slippers, sir, and I took them.
You wanted the slippers, Rawlins, and you took them?
Sir.
Rawlins, do you realize what would happen if in this world people took exactly what they wanted?
Sir.
We'd be living in a state of anarchy. The whole moral fiber of society would fall apart. Do you feel you're in some way unique and divorced from this basic moral law?
No, sir.
Ah. Well, Rawlings, I'm afraid there's only one course open to me. I'm going to have to punish you very severely. I'm going to have to ask you to bend over and take six of the best.
Yes, sir. Could I just say one thing, sir?
Well, come on, Rawlings, up with it.
Well, although I did take the slippers, sir, and although I deserve to be punished, sir, you're quite right, and you're much older and wiser than I am, sir.
Come on, Rawlings.
I'm much bigger than you are, sir. And if you lay a finger on me, I'll smash your stupid little face off.
Rawlings, this puts a completely different complexion on. I mean, my dear chap, why didn't you tell me all this before? I'd like you to accept on behalf of the school this packet of cigarettes, smoke them in the lavatory at your own convenience. Also, this £5 note, go down to the tuck shop and do what you will with it. Also, this rather beautifully bound book, Razzle 1956. I don't think you've got that one. Well, you're a credit to the school, Rawlings. Run along now. It's a privilege to work with you.
Thank you, sir.
Come along, little boy. Yes.